round of controversial comments made by Ben Carson after what he said when asked about the Oregon school massacre and guns. Today, Dr. Ben Carson and his new statements, this time when asked about what he'd written before about the Holocaust, suggesting had Germany not had such tight gun restrictions, the Holocaust might have been avoided. There would have been more guns. ABC's Tom Yamas on the campaign trail.
Tonight, Dr. Ben Carson taking his pro-gun stance to another level, writing in his book that the Holocaust would have been less likely if Jews were armed.
But just clarify, if there had been no gun control laws in Europe at that time, would 6 million Jews have been slaughtered?
I think the likelihood of Hitler being able to accomplish his goals would have been greatly diminished if the people had been armed.
The Anti-Defamation League calling Carson's comments historically inaccurate. Carson outspoke against gun control since last week's massacre at an Oregon community college, writing on Facebook, "I never saw a body with bullet holes that was more devastating than taking the right to arm ourselves away," and repeatedly insisting he would have rushed the shooter if put in a similar situation.
I would not just stand there and let him shoot me. I would say, "Hey guys, everybody attack him. He may shoot me, but he can't get us all."
But now, Carson revealing what he did when he was once confronted by a gunman in a fast food restaurant. He did not rush the shooter.
The guy comes in, puts the gun in my ribs, and I just said, "I believe that you want the guy behind the counter."
Oh, so you just redirected him to... Okay.
Today, Carson asked about that on CNN.
That sounds counter to what you're recommending right now.
That's a completely different situation. This is somebody who comes into a joint to rob it, not somebody who's sequentially killing people.
But you didn't know he was just going to rob the joint.
I did know that.
He potentially could have killed you.
I did know that.
But Carson, in second place, getting some support today from frontrunner Donald Trump.
He made a statement essentially that if there were some maniac over there shooting people, he'd charge. Okay. They said, "Oh, that's terrible. That's disrespectful to the people that were killed." And I didn't see it that way.
And Tom Yamas with us live tonight. And Tom, amid all this controversy, Ben Carson appeared to receive a show of support overnight from media mogul Rupert Murdoch.
That's right, David. Murdoch tweeting. I have the tweets right here on my phone. "Ben and Candy Carson, terrific. What about a real black president who can properly address the racial divide and much else?" But later, Murdoch tweeting, "Apologies. No offense meant. Personally find both men charming." The other man, of course, David, President Obama. Back to you.
Tom Yamas live in Nevada tonight. Tom, thank you.